going to have to make the decision that, yes, you're worth investing in, or your product or service is worth investing in which case these types of questions will become real useful. Now, I'll use this. You could almost use this as a behavioral change model as well. So where are you now? What should you be doing? What do you want to be doing? Well, I'm not working out. I'd really like to be working out. Huh, what's preventing you from working out? Well, the couch, yeah. The couch, meat and potato chips, just not fun, you know. I hate working out. Okay. Now, by the way, that gives us a lot of information, doesn't it? Okay, they hate working out, sitting on the couch, eating potato chips, and so on and so forth. That's their barriers. Well, let me ask you a question. When you start working out, how's that going to benefit you? What's that going to get for you or allow you to do? Well, then I'll be in nice shape. I'll be feeling good. I'll be healthy, and I'll have full of energy. I'll be crackling with energy. Okay, now we got some answers. All we got to do is help them break through their barriers. And we have different techniques in NLP that will help them do that and help them get the payout. By the way, I look at selling as being just like doing therapy or coaching. One of the best people I ever saw at answering objections was somebody that I used to work with. And she said, when somebody calls you and they give you an objection, and we'll get into objections in a bit. She says, it's their limiting beliefs. She saw that as being their limitations. So somebody says, I don't have enough money. She says, that's right. That's the problem. She said, where else in your life is that an issue? And how long is it going to continue being an issue unless you do something about it? You know? So she, providing you know that what you're offering helps. Yeah? And in our case, it did because it was NLP. And so it's like, okay, we can help them break through their financial issues. If they come in and focus on that, then they'll get their financial breakthroughs. You know, so it depends on what it is that you're offering. It clearly depends on, we'll get deeper into that as we get into sleight of mouth, because you're going to have your own responses based upon what you're offering, and we'll explain that. These are the types of questions that you can ask. Once you've asked questions, what you're going to do is you're going to find a need. Now, finding a need, that's step three. So the five-step sales process, first step is to develop rapport. Second step is to ask questions. Third step is to find a need. Finding a need will come clear to you as you're asking the right questions. So you ask the questions and the need's going to pop out. You're going to listen to what they're saying to you, and you're going to really listen. You're going to be connected with them, and you're going to say, there's the need. That's going to be where you find that your services link up with what it is that they've got, with the challenge that they've got. Yeah? So finding a need is as simple as that. Here it says with NLP, if you're going to use NLP, you could anchor the need. You could use a conditional close or tag questions. A conditional close would be like saying, they say, well, my salespeople, when you're asking them the barrier type questions, you say, what's preventing your salespeople from making $10,000 a month? And they say, well, they don't have the motivation. They have cold call reluctance. You could use a conditional close there and say, if we could break them through their cold call reluctance, and help them to find that drive to get out there and make that $10,000 a month so your organization is making that, is this something you want to move forward on? That's a conditional close. Would you be interested in doing coaching for your team? If we can do this, if we do X, will you do Y? That's a conditional close. If we do X, will you do Y? Yeah. So I could use a conditional close there, and that's in the overview of our sheet. Step four is to link the need or value to your product or service. So this is where you're going to link the need or value. One of the best things that you can do... By the way, let me step back just a little bit on finding the need. And you may want to make a note on your page. One of the most important things you can do in finding the need is establish the value of a solution. Establish the value of the solution. Most people, and I think that this is the one step in the process that will make the sales process quite easy for you. This is one of the most important steps. So finding the need. We found the need. It's cold call reluctance and their people aren't motivated. Okay, establish the value of the solution. Here's a good question to establish the value of the solution. What would it be worth to you to blank? What would it be worth to you to blank? So you find the barrier is that they've got cold call reluctance and they're not getting up and they don't have the intrinsic motivation to make the sales, the intrinsic drive. You say, what would it be worth to your organization if they were to be able to break through that cold call reluctance, if they got out there and started making those calls, they found the drive, and they were making $10,000 a month each, what would that be worth to your organization? Because what we're doing here is we're establishing a contrast frame. Okay, now let me ask you a question. What do you think it would be worth to an organization if they had five salespeople, one the top producing was making $10,000 a day, the others were making $2,000 a day? If you got them all to the point where they were making $10,000 a day, what would that be worth to the organization? What do you think? What would it be worth? Yeah. What would that be worth to the organization if you could get them all to the point where they were producing what the top producer was producing? I'm asking y'all this, though. What would it be worth?
To get everybody in the organization.
Making $10,000 a day. If there were 5 salespeople, and of the 5, one was a top producer making $10,000 a day, the other four were only making $2,000 a day, what would it be worth to that organization if you were to get them all producing what the top producer is producing?
$1,000 a day for them, so.
$50,000 a day?
$20,000?
Yeah, what's 8 times 4? $32,000. $32,000 a day times 300 and how many days a year?
Well, no. Don't work every single day.
20 days a year.
Okay, well, minus weekends. Let's take the weekends out.
So
let's, it's worth several hundred thousand dollars at least in a single year's time. Yeah, so they say, well, it'd be worth, I mean, to the organization, if you're able to do that for them, that's worth anything. So if once you get them to answer that question, what would that be worth to your organization if we could bring their sales up to that level? They'll say that's worth anything. Then whatever you charge them for your services is paled in comparison to that. So you say, they say, well, it's worth that would be worth $200,000 or $300,000 easily. And you say, well, I won't charge you $200,000 or $300,000. My services are only $20,000 or $30,000. I'll do 2 days of training or whatever with consistent coaching. What that does is it establishes the value of your solution and it gives a contrast frame. An excellent book, if you're really interested in learning about the psychology of influence, an excellent book is called The Psychology of Influence. It's written, the author's name is Robert Cialdini, Cialdini. One of the most valuable books I ever read. Cialdini, D-I-N-I, Cialdini, The Psychology of Influence. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, I'm sorry. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. And in his book, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, he talks about, Robert Cialdini talks about patterns for influence. And one of the patterns he discusses is what's called the contrast frame. The contrast frame is making one option look better by contrasting it with another. So when you establish the value of the solution, you say, what would it be worth to you to solve this issue? It's going to be worth far more than you would possibly charge them, which gives them a contrast for the value of your service. Like, let's say, and by the way, this works in if you're selling coaching. Somebody comes into you and they say, well, I've got depression. Okay, now, by the way, I suggest you work with depression if you're a licensed professional or you're working with a licensed professional with their referral. But they say, I've got depression. Well, what's it worth to somebody to get rid of their depression? Depression, by the way, is one of the easier things to get rid of with NLP because it's a series of negative emotions and limiting decisions. So that's pretty clear cut what you do to get rid of depression. There's other things that are much more challenging than depression. I've gotten rid of depression. I mean, I've worked with people who have gotten rid of depression for themselves, let's phrase it that way, inside of 1 to 2 sessions. So, what's that worth to somebody? What's depression cost them up until this point in their life? What's it going to continue to cost them if they don't do something about it? Their life. So, even if you charge $700 an hour, or $1,000 an hour, and you do 5 hours of therapy, that's far less than what the problem has cost them. So when you establish the value of the solution, then it makes your rate look very small in comparison. And it's true. We had recently, I mean, what normally my rates for therapy now, I charge $5,000 an hour when I'm not in a training, if it's for not for students in a training. For students in a training, I charge $700 an hour out of courtesy for students in a training. And the last several clients that we've had, when they've paid us $700 an hour, we've done maybe 3 to 4 to 5 hours of therapy with them, and they say, you don't charge enough for what you're offering. Because they've established the value of the solution in their own mind. What's the value of getting somebody to help them to weigh their ideal weight? Or what's the value of somebody who couldn't fly, who now breaks over that phobia? We had somebody that was a talent manager that had to fly all the time that had a phobia of getting on planes. What's that worth to them to get rid of that? It's worth anything. So when you establish the value of the solution, then it makes your fee look very small, and your fee is small in comparison.